Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Jay Inslee, Governor Jay Inslee, he joins us right now from Bonn. Governor, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for caring about our little blue planet. We appreciate that.
We do care. Give us a sense of the scale and dimensions of this so-called shadow delegation that you're part of, Governor Inslee.
Well, there are dozens of leaders here that have filled the vacuum of leadership. The president has gone AWOL and essentially, you know, run up the white flag of surrender to climate change in the White House, and we are filling that vacuum. Governors Brown of California and Governor Brown of Oregon are here. Governor McAuliffe are here, and we are making sure that the world knows that we are exercising leadership in America. That you are not alone. We have not been you have not been totally abandoned. And we represent a group called the United States Climate Alliance. This is an alliance of 15 states and one territory. We stood it up within 36 hours of the president abandoning Paris. And these states have committed to meet the goals of the Paris Agreement. Every state involved in this 15-state alliance in their own way is advancing clean energy policies. And every one of them is growing their economy simultaneously. So we have a powerful story to tell. It's been very well received. And I think we're having success, and the measure of that is that there has not been one single country that has followed Donald Trump off the deep end. If anything, his action has inspired additional commitment, and this message we're delivering in multiple venues, I think, is having some impact. So we're pleased about what's going on in Bonn. The world's moving forward, and so is the economy in the United States. We represent 40% of the whole economy of the United States, these 15 states. If we were a separate nation, and I'm not suggesting that we should be one, but if we were a separate nation, we'd be the third largest economy in the world. So you have the third largest economy in the world effectively saying, we're still in. We're still moving to fulfill the Paris commitments, and we're growing our economies at the same time. So I'm glad we're here. It's a worthwhile thing. We got to give the world confidence, and they're getting it.
And yet, you know, Governor, that it's a big challenge, even if everybody were on board, even if Washington were and the Trump administration were fully on board, to pull off these goals. I'm reading here the latest report that came out of the International Energy Agency. They published their big annual World Energy Outlook today. And they are saying that by the 2030s, the United States is expected to produce more than 30 million barrels now of oil and gas a day. It's becoming a fossil fuel giant. That is 50% more, 30 million barrels of oil and gas a day, 50% more than any other country has ever produced in a single year at that rate. I mean, if that's what we're doing overall, can the U.S. really be a positive contributor to fighting climate change, Governor?
Yes, because those predictions have been spectacularly wrong over time. Because in almost every case, our predictions have failed to account for the creativity and the innate innovative genius of the American people. Look, our country, my state, we're the most innovative culture in world history. I don't think that's an overstatement. You know, we do innovation. It's what we do when we wake up in the morning in my state. We developed the first commercial jet airline, the best software. We're curing cancer now. And these predictions are sort of based on, you know, today's technology, if you will. And what is happening is that we're developing technologies at a spectacular rate to drive down the costs of clean energy that could remove the necessity of depending on dead dinosaurs to run our economy. Cost of solar energy has come down 80% in the last decade and a half. And as a result, today, the growth of jobs in the solar industry are 17 times higher than the growth of the average job growth in the other industries in the United States. We've gone from 0 to 3,000 megawatts of wind power in the last decade or so in my state, and these costs just keep coming down. So I believe there's reason for optimism that we can invent, innovate, and build our way out of this predicament. Yes, it is a daunting challenge. But guess what? There is no option available to us other than fighting climate change. We have to have victory because without victory, there frankly is not survival. Now, the fact is we are going to experience changes of some significance today. If we stop burning a ton of coal today, we would still have significant changes in our environment. That is simply true because we have 100 years accumulation of CO2 in the atmosphere. But that should not dissuade us. It should prompt us to even more vigorous action, more commitment, more unified action by the world and nations. And that's what we're doing here in Bonn, and that's what we're doing in my state. So we're inspired about this mission.
Governor, we hear you're a booster. We hear your optimism. But tell us, what difference does it make that Washington is now not on board? They're not committing to Paris. Are you saying it doesn't make any difference? And if it makes a difference, what is it?
Oh, it does make a difference. It'd be much easier if we had a president who, you know, hadn't gone AWOL on this. Yes, it'd be easier if we had all the states in the nation who have joined this. As I've indicated, just under half have, as far as the contributors to economic development. So we would rather have 100%, but we are gaining steam over time. We even have two Republican governors who've joined us in this effort. It'd be great if that dam broke and that party decided not to be climate deniers up and down the ticket. That would be wonderful. But, you know, you build on what you have, and what we have is some very energetic leaders in many states that have banded together to work with the world and grow our economies. And we know that we can do it. Look, I've put a cap on carbon emissions in my state by executive order. We have developed a renewable portfolio standard where we have 77% to 80% of our electrical grid comes from perfectly clean energy sources. We are growing our electrical vehicle fleet like crazy, 20-25% a year. So we're really moving the needle in my state, and I'm not alone. So we can go around the country and show exhibits A, B, and C to other governors and other states that if you want to grow your economy and develop clean energy jobs and be part of the world effort to save this little blue dot, you can do that because we are doing that. And that's one of the powers of states. But by the way, we are the United States of America.
We've heard that.
Good ideas start in the states.
We've heard that. What do other leaders from around the world say to you when you're there? I mean, I know you're there to reassure them, but they must also have very skeptical questions, given that the U.S. is now the odd man out on committing to Paris.
You know, this has been a really interesting phenomenon that I'm not sure I would have predicted. When the president said he was going to pull out of Paris, we all had legitimate concerns that other countries would follow, other countries would slack off, other countries would take their foot off the pedal of fighting climate change. It has been actually the reverse. It's really interesting. I've known these people because I've been working on this issue for, you know, almost two decades. And I know some folks over the years who've been involved in this. They became more committed and more inspired when they saw the willful ignorance of the president on this. They actually have doubled down, and there has not been one single country that has removed their name from Paris. Now the second to the last country, actually Syria, has joined. So if anything, in a very curious way, this has inspired even more commitment from the nations of the world, and I think that's some cause for optimism, because yes, this is tough. Look, if we think we got it tough, look at the developing nations. You know, I was sitting next to a leader in Africa one time, and we were talking about technologies, and he said, "Hey, look, most of the people where I come from are burning elephant dung for their heat and cooking. So, you know, what are we going to do about that?"
Well, the Trump administration says we'll bring them oil. Governor Inslee, I know we have to let you go. We're very grateful to you for being with us. Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State in Bonn, Germany, part of the shadow delegation there. White House not committing, but a whole lot of Americans stepping up. Governor Inslee, thank you very much for being with us today.
You bet. Have faith.